Lilwat Nation members will soon head to the polls to elect a political chief, cultural chief and 11 councillors. A nomination meeting is set for June 1 at Ullis Community Complex from 6 to 9 p.m. The Nation advises candidates to complete a criminal record check no more than 5 days after the nomination meeting. On reserve members can visit the Stata Tribal Police to do this, while off-reserve members can go to the RCMP. Following the nomination meeting, a speech night will take place at Ullis on June 29, beginning at 7 p.m., at which Nation members will get a chance to hear candidates' platforms and ideals. The general election is set for July 15 at Zitulik W Community School. In-person voting will run from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Zitulik W Community School marks 50 years. The Lilwat Nation invites members to attend an open house to mark the 50th anniversary of the Zitulik W Community School. The open house will occur in the school's immersion, special education and music buildings on May 31. The school opened in 1973 in Mount Currie and runs on the principle of teaching Entakmen, our way. Past and present staff, board members, graduates and language champions will be recognized and honored at the open house. Lunch begins at noon and dinner at 5 p.m. PP7IYEKW, Joffrey Lake, Park Update. The Nation is reminding its members that the Lilwat Lands and Resources Division is continuing to work with Enkwatkwa Nation and BC Parks on the Joffrey Lake's visitor management strategy and that SKEL 7AWLH, stewards, will be on the trails conducting wildlife surveys throughout the summer. The day-use pass system is in place at the park to help manage the number of visitors, but the system does not apply to Indigenous people. Instead, they can inform the park attendant that they are Indigenous when they arrive. Volunteer firefighters needed. The Lilwat Volunteer Fire Service is calling for more Nation members to sign up as volunteer firefighters. Volunteers must commit to a few hours a week with the service and be ready to respond to calls. Training and education is provided, and volunteers are paid $20 per call out. Those interested should email Fire Chief Marshall Ritchie at marshall.ritchie@lilwat.ca. For more information on what's happening at the Lilwat Nation, check out lilwat.ca and the Nation's May newsletter.